Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that is me, along with Captain Patrick. Well, no. Patrick is not here. And neither is Santa. Is that a coincidence? I think not. I do have Rusty, though, connected via the web. So that is one half of the crew, or a third.
But I am here.
Yes, he is here in spirit and in Christmas attire, I assume.
It's crazy as we approach the holiday season. And why I'm on the show here, we got Caleb, my oldest son, is trying to take toys out to the truck, or my youngest son. So Caleb, my oldest son. And so Joshua, my oldest son, can put them in his truck to take them home for his son. So it's crazy. It's chaos.
It is chaos. It is a typical day of of the Christmas weekend, for sure. If that weren't enough, we have the Hanukkah base covered. With Captain Barry.
The Hanukkah base? Okay.
Wait, is it Hanukkah?
Hanukkah is come and gone. It's done.
It's
Hanukkah.
You can celebrate Christmas with the rest of us?
Absolutely.
Or Festivus.
Festivus for the rest of us, of course.
Well, it is a treat because Barry actually came bearing gifts to the World of Boating studio today. So he is here to meet everybody, and no one's here except me.
Well,
and Barry... Yeah, I've never even been to that studio.
Yeah.
I've never even been there. See, you're ahead of me now.
Yeah. Or it's a Christmas miracle. I don't know.
It is.
It's kind of like that. But he was hoping to meet Patrick, and Patrick didn't make it because he's out delivering gifts to all the good little boys and girls. Or, after I went to Curacao and I found about Sinterklaas, who, delivers candy and kid shoes, like a Dutch Christmas thing, right? Mm-hmm. If you're bad, he throws you in a burlap sack and sends you off to Spain. Did you know that, Barry?
Yeah, I think you mentioned it. But Spain's not such a bad place to go.
Well, maybe not. But maybe that's what Patrick decided to celebrate a Dutch Christmas kind of thing. And he might be rounding up all the bad girls and boys. And
I think he's probably stealing Christmas.
Yeah, you think he's more like a Grinch kind of thing?
Yes.
He's looking for that trip to Spain.
Yes. Maybe. Bah, humbug. Yeah. Well, anyway, so we are missing that element. And Barry, are you going to be okay with that?
I will try to hold down the ship.
You will cover that base because he is a captain in his own right. He has the boat called Surprise.
Surprise.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But we got to talk to Rusty first because Rusty can't hang for the whole show. He has family, obviously.
He has to deliver
gifts and stuff.
They just got here, and so I do have a dilemma on my own, though, and I need some advice.
Wait, you have some what? You have a limo?
A dilemma.
Oh, a dilemma. I thought you said I have a limo, and
I have a cold as well. So between the two,
okay.
But I have a dilemma.
All right, what's up?
The other day, I was thinking about my credit card points, and I thought I should check.
Yeah.
And I have around 100,000 points that expire in the next 5 days.
Oh wow. There's a Christmas gift for Rusty.
And so I need to go somewhere.
Why are they expiring? Your points shouldn't expire.
I guess they do after a certain amount of time.
Well, can you say the airline or would you prefer not to?
No, it's not on an airline. It's actually through a credit card from a bank.
Ah, okay.
And so I need to get these points spent, but I can use them for travel. Mm-hmm. And so, I was thinking where to go. Thinking Caribbean, maybe.
Well, I just got back from Curacao. There's a suggestion for you.
Curacao. Where is that?
Well, it's off the coast of Venezuela. It's right by Aruba and Bonaire. Now, Aruba is known for its boating and sailing, for sure. Bonaire is known for its diving. And Curacao
is known for Santa Claus.
True. Now that we've been there and we've uncovered that, little folklorian type Dutch tradition that they celebrate. Also,
what was that other word you used yesterday? Or douche?
A douchey.
A douchey, yes.
Yeah, douchey is how they describe beautiful things in Curacao. I'd say, actually in Bonaire and Aruba. They sell T-shirts that say douchey. And you saw the picture up on Facebook?
Yeah.
I have a cup that says douchey, which means I'm sexy. I'm hot.
He's a big douchey, man.
Yeah. I'm super douchey.
So a douchey bag is like a bag full of beautiful things.
I didn't go that far with it.
Okay.
Now you really took it down to a level that's just plain disgusting. Thanks, Rusty.
It is. You're welcome.
No, but douchey and, you know, Dutch, or it's actually Papamento or the local Caribbean language they speak there. Douchey is a term of endearment that you're hot, you're sexy. And of course, that applies to me. I mean, I have the cup that says it. So that makes me douchey. Anyway, yes, you could learn about things like that in Curacao, Aruba, or Bonaire. Curacao is like in between the two. So it has boating and diving and probably a little bit more topside, definitely a lot more topside distractions than Bonaire, which is pretty much just diving. There's not a whole lot there other than, you know, a bunch of dive resorts and things like that. Aruba, very touristy, you know, and nothing wrong with that. Like I said, it is known for its sailing, especially because they have the trade ones that go through there all the time. But so does Curacao. So you could do a little bit of sailing there or whatever. And they have everything. Movie theater, Starbucks, you name it, they got it. So that would be one place to go. And it's easy to get to. Direct flight from Miami. You know, you're up in Jacksonville. You can get down there quick enough. That'd be easy to do for sure.
Those are great suggestions. Now, I also looked at Kirk's and Caicos.
Kirk's and Tacos? Or?
Yes. Kirk's and
Tacos. Yeah, it's Kirk's and Tacos. Kicking in.
That's right.
Turks and Caicos. Yes. That would be a good one, too. I mean, who are you planning to take? Just yourself? Or are you going to take the better half or the family?
Take the better half. Take the better half, yes.
Well, Turks and Caicos would be nice. Yeah. But Turks and Caicos is going to be a little bit more like going to an all-inclusive resort. You got to remember, they got whacked by the hurricane. You know, last year, and it's pretty much back to normal. You can go to a beaches, all-inclusive resort kind of place, and those places are all open and running and all that kind of stuff. So Turks and Caicos would be an option if you just want to go and camp out and stay at the resort. I don't know if there's a whole lot to see topside. And Curacao has everything. Like I said, they'll have a mix. So you can stay in the little city center and have a bunch of nightlife, and restaurants really nice and all that stuff. But take a short drive and you're out in the middle of Caribbean paradise with, one side, the West End has some mountain ranges and stuff like that you can go explore, which are cool, zip lines, all kinds of neat adventurous type stuff. And it's all beach diving, too, by the way, down there as well. So if you're not a certified diver, but you're a snorkeler.
No. Yeah, right? I am a snorkeler.
And that would be a prime location to do some really, really nice snorkeling. You really don't have to dive to enjoy the underwater attractions they have there in Curacao. So I'd agree with Barry. You might want to go take a look at Curacao. Of course, it's been top of mind for me, but you know it's easy to get to, and I know they're doing some good business right now. You don't have to travel right away, do you?
No, I just have to book it.
Yeah, well, that would be one place, Turks and Caicos. If you wanted to do that, there's nothing wrong with that. I'd wait a couple more months, maybe.
How about the Cayman Islands?
Cayman Islands, kind of the same. However, it depends on what you're looking for. The Cayman Islands can be very expensive. Curacao isn't exactly, is more economical. I mean, you can spend a lot of money there if you want. And the same thing in Turks and Caicos can be pretty expensive, too. But to me, the Caymans, you got three. You got Grand Cayman, which is, to me, I've always described that as like the Disney World of the Caribbean. In the sense that it's very clean, very developed, pristine type of resorts and things like that. A lot of stuff, a lot of touristy type stuff. Almost overly sanitized if you are looking for more of an out-island type of experience. But you could go to Grand Cayman and then take a puddle jumper over to Little Cayman or Cayman Brac. And you'd be good to go, and you could get off the beaten path a little bit, especially on like Cayman Brac or, there's like the Southern Cross Club on the island of Little Cayman. So that's Cayman Islands, little sister islands to Grand Cayman. So it depends on what you're looking for. If the missus wants to go out there and be pampered and do spa treatments and all that kind of stuff, I mean, they got like four-season resorts and all that kind of stuff in Grand Cayman. So it really depends on what you're looking for, dude.
Now, is anything on the West Coast? Because I was thinking, I've done a lot of things over here, but I know there's Catalina, but is there anything else?
You mean in California?
Yes.
Oh, the Greg's an expert there.
Well, I mean, you've been to Catalina, so you've been
like
there.
It.
I mean,
yeah,
the Channel Islands north of there, right? Isn't it? What off of Santa Barbara and all that kind of place? There's some other islands like Catalina, but not. I don't think it's touristy, but still, you know, pretty cool places to go for sure.
Right.
I mean, you know, once again, it depends on what you want to do, man. I mean, you got to decide more of what are you trying to accomplish here. You know, you got to set up some parameters.
That's my thing. I have no idea.
You just want to go someplace cool, right?
I need to book something here in the next few days.
All right.
I don't know where.
I'll tell you what.
Quebec. Go to Quebec.
Quebec, Canada?
Yeah.
Why? You want him deported?
No. But it's a different place.
Yeah, well, okay. It's a different place. True. Another country. All right. We'll think about this and come up with a few plans for him next. Stay close to the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters. You know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Now, this won't hurt a bit.
It's a jolly, jolly song. The song I want to sing, just melodies of ding dong ding, with love for our great king. For lo 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 lo, for lo 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 lo. It's time to shine, it's Christmas time, as jolly as can be.
Sometimes at the height of our revelries, when our joy is at its zenith, when all is most bright with the world, the most unthinkable disasters descend upon us.
Oh, I can laugh and I can smile and show my happiness. I feel such love, I feel such joy when Christmas time is here. I want to show you all my loving small. It's a jolly, jolly song, the song I want to sing. Just melodies of ding-dong-ding with love for our great king. Oh, lo, 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 let him in.
This is the World of Boating. Merry Christmas to you. If you ever wondered what Captain Patrick sounded like singing, well, now you know. Are you surprised? Barry.
I am very surprised. That was fantastic.
That was something, wasn't it?
Yep.
It was, there are dogs barking around the world as we speak.
I believe it. Yep.
Yeah. In pain, I believe. But Merry Christmas to you regardless. And we're sorry. All right. So Rusty is wondering where to go.
Mm-hmm. I am. That time of the year.
He has some credit card points to burn before the end of the year. And he threw it out there, and so we're trying to help him out, you know, as our little Christmas gift to him, I guess. Or maybe all of us might learn from this experience. Barry, what do you think?
What exactly do you want to do with a wife? I mean, mine...
Hey, now!
No. Oh. During the daytime,
Okay. You know, I think it's a thing where I do enjoy the water, so I'd like to be somewhere near the water that you can do some sort of boating, even if it's renting a boat or going on a charter boat or something like that, mm-hmm. you know, for day trips, those sort of things.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm pretty open. I want to relax and just kind of chill.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you want some place to go where it's, you know, nice and warm and just a place to chill then, obviously, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I want to, you know, throw the keys into that mix, but you've been down there many times though, right?
I have, and recently, you know, we just went, Caleb and I, you know, a couple of months ago, even though it's still one of my favorite places just to go hang out.
So, right.
But I figure, well.
Well, how about this? I got one for you. How about, I know you're more of a gas bagger or a stink potter as opposed to a gas bagger, correct? Power boater?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Would you be open to exploring the other side at all?
Oh, I'd love to go sailing. I think that'd be awesome.
You know, you can do that in Aruba, down there by Curacao, or you could go do like one of those mooring rentals in the BVIs. That has been on my list for some time, and I bet the missus might like that quite a bit as well.
That would be fun.
You go hang out, and you can just like rent a sailboat with a captain. Have them do all the work for you. They'll teach you how to sail during the week. But you rent it out basically for the week, and you guys cruise around, snorkel, do whatever. They have a crew on board to fix all your meals. It's kind of like a your own private live aboard or cruise ship.
And Ian Peterson, who is the marketing manager for the mooring, said they were happy to announce our BVI destinations reopening on December 9th, and they are looking for tourists. So you may get a good deal if you book now.
That is freaky. I swear. I came up with that on the top of my mind. Is one of the options to throw out there. And Barry was holding the article in his hand as we speak, Rusty. That was not planned. He did not know. He just kind of said, yeah, that's what, yeah.
I'm like, that's right. Should we send them a bill?
What, the moorings?
Yes,
for advertising. You know, they should give you a 2-for-1 week.
Well. I know, right?
Yeah.
It's a good deal. But that would be something I'd like to look into.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. And you can use your points to, you can only use them for the air travel, I assume, or can you use them to pay for other stuff too?
Mostly for the air travel. You can sometimes get hotels and those sort of things. Or you can, you know, go through their vacation thing and they'll plan it. But since I'm a little tight on time, I figure, and it's the holidays, you know, everything's closed. So
yeah.
What do you get with 100,000 points?
Actually, two plane tickets, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you can probably
and you can go anywhere?
I can go anywhere in the Caribbean, anywhere in the continental United States. So, you know, it's pretty much open, just anywhere I want to go. So I go online, just book them, and that's why, you know, I'm thinking if you can go, and that's really the question, right? If you can go anywhere, where would you go?
Wow. So, well, you know, you're limiting yourself somewhat to the Caribbean, but, you know, with that kind of, well, it's going to be more points stuff, like fly over to, you know, Hong Kong or do something more exotic.
What about the Northwest? The Northwest along
Oregon
the Pacific.
Or
yeah,
like
Oregon
that.
Up in the cold waters up there.
Seattle?
Yeah.
See, I think that would be nice.
Alaska?
I really haven't gone up.
No, it's a little too cold.
Well, now, but if he just has to book it now. He doesn't have to go now. You could book it now and fly out to Alaska. That
going
would be,
around April, so, you know, that time of the year.
That might be a little early for Alaska. I don't think the season opens up that soon. I think you got to wait till like May, June before you fly into Alaska.
Yeah, but Oregon and the Northwest Passage, all those areas up there.
Yeah.
That would be beautiful. You'd be on the water, rent a boat, go check out all those.
But still, it'd still be kind of early in the season. That'd be too early, I think. I think it'd still be snowed over in April, wouldn't it?
I'm from Florida. Don't ask me.
Yeah.
It's always 70, yes.
Yeah. It's not like that in that neck of the woods. You'd have to check the weather. If you want to go that soon, yeah, you're going to be limiting yourself to more warmer climates.
I will do a search.
Okay. but we got Barry working on it.
Thank you, Barry.
But I don't know, the BBI's thing would be kind of cool. And if you do that, let me know. And you can rent out the boat, and if they let you bring a couple extra people with you, hey, hello.
You'd have me and Barry come aboard,
and and we could be like your entertainment directors for your cruise.
Or we could be the crew, and you don't have to do anything.
No.
We don't want to be the crew. We're going to be the entertainment. You know, you'll be like on the Love Boat. You'll be Julie, and I'll be. I'm going to bring my ukulele. That's what I got for Christmas. Is a ukulele, so I can bring my ukulele on there and play for you and entertain.
Did you really get one of those for Christmas?
I did. That was my gift to me.
I was going to say, it's not Christmas, and you shouldn't be getting Christmas presents ahead of time.
Well, you know, it arrived early.
Oh.
And I had to pick it. So I got a ukulele. And that's how you say it if you're Hawaiian, like me. If you're a tourist and not really a ukulele player, you say ukulele. But if you're really an ukulele player, you would say
Barry,
ukulele.
What are you getting?
What am I getting for Christmas?
A box of rocks?
Probably.
He brought rum, though.
I brought good rum.
Yeah.
And since no one's here, it's just going to be rum and Godiva chocolates for us.
Well, hey, then that's not a bad Christmas. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah, Rusty, we are doing our boating show here live today. But right after that, we start the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Stravaganza show, which involves lots of rum and evidently some chocolates, too. So, you know, we have to... We don't promise what's going to happen other than it's going to be kind of like a car wreck you're going to want to slow down and take a look at. You know what I mean?
I understand.
All right.
Hey, I got to hop off.
Okay.
Enjoy the family.
Merry Christmas. More coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me, along with Captain Barry, who is in the studio with us today, celebrating the holidays, even though his Christmas thing is, well, you celebrate, he's Jewish, so he just had Hanukkah, so he's already got all his gifts, right?
No.
You didn't get squat?
No. But that's okay. I didn't want anything.
What do you mean? You didn't get anything?
No. Hanukkah is not really a big gift-giving thing.
I thought you had eight... crazy nights and
well
days.
It is a crazy nights, yeah. Trust me, I ate a lot of latkes, but no.
Okay,
but I did do some research on weather in Portland, Oregon in April.
Yeah.
Okay, the average high temperatures are 59 to 65 and the lows are 41 to 45, so you can go,
but it's still a bit on the chilly side.
Well, it's on the chilly side, but it's not freezing, it's not snowing.
Do you think it'd be good boating weather though? It's still a bit.
If you go in between those cold fronts, you know, in between the cold fronts, it's nice and smooth. You go out on a boat.
If you got to go out on a boat and wear a coat, I mean, that's kind of lame.
Okay.
You know, remember, he's a Florida boy, too. He's just in Jacksonville, so he's a warm water wuss like you and I.
Oh, okay. I thought it was further north.
I mean, I think, if he was going later in the year, maybe, when it was more consistently, you know, maybe closer to 70 or so.
What about Bermuda?
Bermuda, Bahama, don't you want a mama? I mixed it up. Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Maybe that could be.
That's a nice place.
I don't know. I think the moorings thing is the winner.
Yeah, the moorings will work for him
if
he doesn't mind renting one of those boats. But again, you may get a good deal because they are looking for people to come down.
Yeah. Well, that's always been something I've wanted to do. What about you?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, what's really neat about those type of setups, a lot of them, they're big enough. They're usually like 42s or larger, 42 feet of cats. And so you could take over one yourself, or you could try to make it a little bit more economical and split it up with like, you know, two to four couples.
Well, I don't know about four, but at least two, because you have two on one side of the cat.
Well, it depends on how big the boat is. I mean, the bigger cats, you know, have like four big cabins, one, aft and stern, you know, like they're split, the two pontoons.
That I had not seen.
Yeah, they're big. Okay. Some of them big, really big. But, you know, you might want your space, you know, but who knows. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
I love this Christmassy time of year.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Bublé.
Are you ready to sing a little jingle bells?
Yes.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Yeah.
Jingle bells.
Okay. This is the world's first radio show devoted to boating. I am Greg, your first mate. Hopefully you are turning your boating thing, your boat, into a sleigh today. That would be more appropriate for the season. Did you? By the way, did you hit any of the Christmas light boat parades down there in South Florida? You hit the Winterfest boat parade?
No, I did not. We had something come down that kind of decimated both my wife and I, and that's called the flu.
Ah, that will do it. But at least it made you feel more, you know, in touch with the season.
Oh, yeah. I was cuddled up in my blankets in the bed, hoping that would warm up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's always, you can look at it from that perspective, and you go, yeah, you got the flu. Really put me in the mood.
Oh, I'm sorry. But I did light my fireplace outside.
Well, okay. Outside?
Yeah, I have a fire pit. I built it.
Oh,
all right. Didn't show you the pictures.
You did not.
Oh,
we have one out here at the broadcast headquarters now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we're going to fire it up.
Is that where you put all your musical CDs that you produced?
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, okay.
But maybe some of the inspiration was, you know, evolved from those late night sessions with rum,
right,
fire and cigars and things like that. So, yeah, we're going to have some of that later on. Barry's in town, you know, for the boat show today, but immediately following today's, you know, 1 hour radio spectacular is the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Stravaganza show, which is an event into itself that has nothing to do with diving, but brings all the our scuba friends together and turns into, you know, quite an event, quite a mess.
That becomes chaos there.
It does. And so we're kind of priming ourselves for that event, or preparing mentally.
Mentally?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can prepare for what the guys are bringing.
All you can do is, you want to ingest, like, you know, some anti-acids to offset the all the munchy things and the booze. It all mixes together. You know, it's a big mess. But we'll
anti-acids.
See. One of those. Yeah. All right. So, look, we got to get an update on Barry's boat. Surprise. Now, last time we were talking to you on the phone a couple weeks ago, you were saying that you were looking at the possibility of upgrading.
Well, I'd like to upgrade the boat, but I can't upgrade the boat. The boat I'm looking for, the boat I would like to get one time, is called a Sea Dory.
Yeah.
But the Sea Dory is 9 inches taller than the opening of my garage, so it ain't happening.
So you have to do a home renovation.
Either that, or as we were talking about a couple weeks ago, if I could find a way to lower the trailer,
mm-hmm,
or lower the boat in the trailer.
What about just taking out the top of the roof?
The tie beam that holds my garage door in place?
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, that may be an issue when another storm comes.
What's
by.
Above your garage?
The roof.
It is just the roof.
Yeah.
So you just make the roof taller.
I wish it was that easy.
Why isn't it?
It isn't.
Why do you say that?
It isn't. It just,
are you sure?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it would cost a lot of money.
Well, it would cost money, sure, yeah. But maybe
okay,
you just
so let's put
raise
it that
the
way.
Roof.
Between buying another boat, which my wife would look at me and say, am I crazy, and then saying, I'm going to tear up the garage, make it taller to fit the boat in there, then I'm going to be living up here in the studios of Scuba Radio and World of Boating.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
All right, so because we already have this drunken Santa that's passed out in front of the studio on the curb as it is. I can't really afford any more tenants.
No, the homeowner association will probably fine you again.
I don't care about them.
Yeah.
But what about okay, yeah, you can't go bigger. So are you going to upgrade Surprise?
Yeah, what I'd like to do then is, again, I want to put in a bow dodger, but not just any bow dodger. I want something that will be easy to fold away when I'm not using it.
Okay.
And that will be sturdy. You know, there's a lot of inexpensive things you could put up, but they don't last that long. And you know, anything in marine environment destroys stuff, so you have to make it stout.
Hmm. So you can't be like made out of sailcloth material.
Well, it can be.
All right.
That material can be.
So how much would one of those be?
It's probably going to run around $500-$600.
Okay. So that sounds like a great Christmas present for Barry. Or since you didn't get any gifts for Hanukkah.
My wife's not listening, so it won't help.
Hit Santa up.
Okay, Santa.
Yeah.
Put your hat on.
It's like, hey, you know, all these years I haven't had you bother with me, you know, because I do the Hanukkah thing, but just this once, I would really like a Bow Dodger.
57 years I've been patiently waiting.
I think you do.
Yep.
I mean, you maybe you could put in a, you know, note to the North Pole, see what happens. No?
I could try.
You could give it a shot.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, just call up the wife and say, hey, come on, let's just do this.
Come on, we'll both enjoy it.
Aren't you tired of being an exhibitionist when we do this thing out on the bow and everybody can see us?
No, she is an exhibitionist.
She is?
Yeah.
So she really doesn't want the cover up?
No.
It's you?
Yeah.
That's a little more on the shy side?
Yeah, very shy.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what to think of that. That's that was probably more information about you than I needed to, needed to know.
But I do, let's see, for Christmas, not so much for Christmas, but I do want to use the boat more next year.
Okay.
So, and we had a great time this past year. We went diving off that boat a couple of times.
Yeah. Well, we got some awesome lobsters.
Yeah.
So we got to do that. I mean, we may have to do that again in January.
January may be a little rough.
Well, it might. Just you got to dodge the weather pattern.
Again, you know, those cold fronts, when they come down.
They come down.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's the day after. So that means, if the cold front comes down on Tuesday and I call you Tuesday night, you have to be down here Wednesday.
Right. But like today in Florida, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, this would be an awesome day to be out on the weather, out on the water, if you're diving in, you had a nice wetsuit with you.
Yeah, it's not that cold right now. I think it's in the mid-70s right now.
But in the water, it's mid-70s?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So hey, we could do a 3 mil or more. And be fine.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. But, I mean, topside, I mean, it's like pushing 80, so it's
beautiful. It's been beautiful here.
And sunny, and the wind's not crazy or nothing right now, so we could do this. Yeah. We can make this happen. You just got to get it in between those cold fronts, and I think you'd be fine.
You know, we could just put a recording on and just leave now, and, you know, you could forget your family trips and all that.
That would be an option, but then I'd be disowned and wouldn't be able to come back the following week, and I still like to do this regardless.
You see?
As much as it sounds like torture to most people listening, I'm a glutton for punishment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll see. Okay, so you got the Dodger thing that you want to put on surprise. Is there anything else that you'd want to put on the boat?
There's not that much
so
more
room. So why were you even thinking about going bigger? You just want more space?
It wasn't so much going bigger. As a matter of fact, the boat
you
I was
wanted
looking
the cubby
at, it's the
cabin
same size. It's the cubby cabin.
Ah.
Because I do like to, what they call boat camp, and actually sleep on the boat. And I've done that before.
Yeah.
But again, no cover. So if I get the Dodger, I'll be able to do that. For example, when they have in October the Columbus Day Regatta, which is one heck of a party.
Right. But most people do not cover up for that. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, I'm talking about at night, you know, just to get some sleep. Well, I do sleep.
Well, yeah, but covering up isn't going to matter. You're just taking the stars out of your view.
No, but if it rains?
Well, if it rains, I guess.
That's the idea. Otherwise, but you need to come down for that party.
Well, yeah, I've seen the pictures. I've seen the videos. Google it. You'll know what he's talking about, but it's quite an event for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I would prefer you to just get something way bigger. Like, you know, when I was down at Captain Walt's house a couple weeks ago, right before I went to Curacao, he has a neighbor who just picked up this super yacht. It's a, I don't know, how long is that thing? It's at least, I want to say, a 70 or 80 footer. And that thing is beautiful.
I don't know how they got that in his canal.
Well, it's a pretty big canal. I mean, he has a beautiful dock now, and it fits right in there perfectly.
Well, I've gone in there, but there are some tight corners, so they must come in the other way. There's two ways into that canal.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe it's 70. It's 60, 70 maybe. But it's, oh my gosh, he gave me the tour of the boat. Oh, that is the kind of boat you should get. And he got it for a steal, well under $1 million.
Oh, okay.
But this thing's worth like several mil.
I could put $2 down.
Well, I mean, you know, you could do that. You just put it on payments. That's what a credit card is for, right?
Well, yeah. You'll be able to actually, I could
you're
borrow.
You're accountant.
Yeah,
you
I could borrow up to $750,000 next year and deduct the interest on it.
Well, yeah, you're within striking distance of the deal he found.
Yeah.
I mean, he bought it from some guy who had several boats and decided, I have too many. So I'm going to sell this one. He got a real good deal on, but it's worth like several million, evidently.
You know, yeah, praise. But this isn't Walt's boat. He's
no,
just
no,
docking
this is
it
his neighbor's. His
yeah.
neighbor's
oh,
boat.
His neighbor, okay.
And he got this. Walt helped him like zero in on which boat to buy.
Yeah, because Walt has a nice go-fast.
Oh,
boat.
Yeah. Walt has, one of those quick cruisers over to the Bahamas.
It's a love boat.
We're going to find a new boat for Barry to buy that I can get on for free. That's the goal here. It's Christmas. What the heck, right? More coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department, led by his ex-girlfriend, and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Divers fear the bends. However, what does decompression sickness feel like? I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share a few signs and symptoms next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Decompression sickness, or the bends, is a risk divers minimize with proper training. However, it can happen. Pain in the joints is the most common symptom. Numbness, headache, fatigue, motor weakness, nausea, or an unexplained skin rash can be a sign as well. If you or your buddy encounters any of those after a dive, get help now. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Okay, children, let's take our seats. Today we're going to learn how different cultures around the world celebrate the holiday season. Now pay attention.
Malakalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Melukalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Maybe Captain Rusty should go to Hawaii. We didn't throw that one out there too long there, Bill. Barry, what do you think?
Yeah, that would be great. Didn't he say it had to be the contiguous United States, or can he go all the way out there?
Oh, yeah, of course he can. He can go to the Caribbean. He can go to the Hawaii. Why not?
Okay.
The better, the more the merrier, as far as miles.
The Hawaii would be great. I mean, his wife would love it.
Yeah. There's plenty of boating out there.
Yep.
Yeah, I've only been out there once. Have you been to Hawaii?
Negative.
Really?
No.
I've been out there once, had just a great experience. I just spent like 3 days out there. That was it.
Why only 3 days? Short. That's a long
trip.
Well, I did
a quick. Well, it's not that bad. You did a quick jump over from L.A. And I was there out on the left coast, and I said, hey, I want to go out there. Well, I think we stayed 3 nights.
Okay.
I did 2 full days of diving, or a day and a half.
Oh, that's right. We have aircraft nowadays, so yes. You can get over there pretty quick.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend doing the boat travel from L.A. to Hawaii, even though that'd be a fun adventure.
Surprise wouldn't make it, huh?
It would, potentially. I mean, your boat won't sink.
That's true.
A really terrible journey, though, I think.
It would be a long drift if it goes that way,
yes.
A three-hour tour.
It would be. It wouldn't be much fun, I don't think. Yeah, you know, Surprise is really designed for just intercoastal fun, and then when it's really flat, calm out on the water. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, but actually, I'd like to try one thing one day. Remember Richard Trico?
Of course. Okay. Ministry of Tourism of the Bahamas.
Right. Yeah. So every summer, they would have these flings where boats would come from Miami and Fort Lauderdale, go across to Bimini.
Right.
That I'd like to try.
Well, your boat isn't long enough. It doesn't meet their minimum requirement to become one of the members of the boating fling.
That's true.
Now, I know him, and you know him, and he might make an exception,
but chances are
he knows us, and he won't, is my guess. But
He said he would. The weather has to be absolutely perfect, and there are days like that where it's absolutely flat calm.
Yeah.
And my boat will make it one way on one tank of gas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he would say, yeah, come along, but we're not taking any responsibility for you because you don't meet our 22-foot minimum requirement.
You'll go on my boat with me?
If it's flat calm, I would.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'd have to be flat calm.
Flat calm.
Yeah, the couple times I did it, I went on one that was, it couldn't have been much more than 23 or 4. So it was just over the minimum requirement and was pretty calm that day. But I still had the crap beat out of me. I mean, because, you know, even with a small little chop, and I took the smaller boat back, and we went very fast, but it was an hour and a half nonstop of just doof, 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 you know, being in a, you know, kind of a go-fast boat. And, you know, even with a small chop, that beat the crap out of you. You hear what I'm saying? It wasn't a comfortable ride.
Yeah, it redistributes your kidneys.
True. Yes. So, yeah, I had a backache after that trip.
Yeah, you looked a little shorter, too.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. But it was worth the experience, worth doing, and it was fun. I probably would have preferred, you know, taking a slower boat back that was a little bit more stable and just kind of kick back and relax.
I did make a crossing on a sailboat, a 50-footer, 1 year during the winter when a cold front had just passed through and there were 13-foot seas.
No fun.
Oh, no. No, I was looking at the water, and I was saying, at that point in time, I was really green, and I said, I think I prefer being in the water even though it's pretty choppy out.
True. Yeah, because, especially if you're, on the surface, kind of still sucks. But if you're underwater on scuba, doesn't matter.
No, I mean, I was just willing to give it up at that point. I had already given up breakfast and everything else. Mm-hmm. I took my Dramamine, 2 of them. It didn't help. I was done.
Well, I'd say for me, after 4 to 5 foot seas, probably 5 foot, I could probably do 5 foot seas now, then, you know, it doesn't matter what you're going to do. I'm going to get sick.
Yeah. It's not a fun feeling.
No. I mean, my first trip over to the Bahamas was the best and worst boating experience I ever had.
Why?
Because on the way over, we did a crossing in about 12-foot seas late on a Friday night. And they said, we're on a 60-foot vessel. It'll be fine, but it's going to be a little rough. We're going to have to cross over the Gulf Stream, and it is pretty choppy out there tonight. But we'll get there, guys. Don't worry about it. Sure enough, we took off about an hour into the trip. I mean, it was like, the boat was tossed in Gilligan's Island's opening scene.
Yeah, it's like watching The Perfect Storm. You've seen that, you know.
It was where you're hitting
those. Yeah, it's pitch black out, and you're hitting those 12 and 15-foot seas, and you're just rolling up and down.
I never had been sick so much in my entire life.
Yeah.
And it was the worst experience ever. You know, about 5 hours into this, you know, it was going to be about a 12-hour trip to get us over there in these seas. I had already made up my mind, as soon as we get to land in the Bahamas, I'm getting on a plane and I'm flying home.
You didn't.
And we got over there, and they checked us into customs on the west side of Grand Bahama Island, and it wasn't the main place in the Bahamas where you do customs generally, and I thought we were on some secluded, you know, island, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't get off the boat. There's no place to go. Little did I know, years later, I could have just taken a cab into town and could have flown back. But I didn't realize that, so I hung out. And then it ended up, the skies cleared, and we had the best adventure ever. So it's the best in both of both worlds.
See, it can work.
You gotta hold out for the best sometimes. And sometimes it works out fine. All right, on that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, whether it's sail or motor, life is better
as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.